Now on Sports Today, the coaches back to back. For Pedders, the place to go before you tow. Brake, steering and suspension. See pedders.com.au.
Yeah, it's great to have him on, the Adelaide Crows coach. They are 3-2 at the moment. It's hard to believe they currently sit in ninth spot by virtue of percentage only with a group of other teams, including the GWS, the West Coast, the Gold Coast, etc. Hello, Don Pike.
Yeah, good evening, guys. How are we going?
Going really well. Look, I know you strive for perfection, but it's hard to be harsh on your team from Friday night. They were terrific.
Yeah, really proud of the boys Friday night. It was, I thought for long periods of the game we were in control, and unfortunately just couldn't quite get it done at the end. But a lot of positives to take away from the night, and also a lot of things to keep working on to get better.
Pikey, you seem to have got the boys up and running pretty early. What are the areas that you think you need to work on?
Oh, look, we're continuing to work on basically all of our phases of the game. I mean, I think we've made some progress with some of our ball movement in the off season, and a fair focus on our skills. And we keep working away on our team defence. At the moment, it's probably the area we've still got a few gaps in that sort of side of things. So, we keep working on that.
Look, the free-flowing, high-scoring game, Don, you've got a really good balance, haven't you, at the moment, of scoring and defence, to be honest.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we're fortunate. As I said, we've had some games where we've been able to move the ball really effectively and score quite quickly. We've sort of seen the benefit of that, and as I said, probably that area around the defence, we'd like to tighten that up a little bit. We're probably just leaking two or three goals more than I'd like at the moment, but we've identified that, and we'll work away on that in coming weeks.
Pikey, one bloke who I did speak to you about down there in Mount Barker was Lynch, and the amount of work that he does. I mean, his third quarter to get you, keep you firmly in that contest was just outstanding. Mm.
Yeah, look, he's got great work rate for a guy who plays that sort of half forward role, and he's the sort of guy who can have those quarters as well, where he can get 10 or 11 touches and be involved in three or four scores. And so it was really pleasing on Friday night that he had one of those. And as you say, it helped us probably swing the game back in our favour after what had been a disappointing second quarter.
You got a winged Fremantle coming your way this week. You're probably getting them at the right time on paper anyway, but you've always got to be wary of them.
Yeah, look, there's no easy games in this competition. I've learnt that over a number of years, and we don't expect any different this week. Appreciate it's been a difficult start to the year for Fremantle, but knowing Ross and the quality of that team, I'm sure they'd be very keen to bounce back and atone, and so we will prepare and expect for our full force come Saturday.
You're 5 weeks in as a senior coach. Has it been as you expected, holding the can?
There's some things which you adapt to on the way through. There's some changes in terms of your week to from being an assistant coach, where you're probably doing more preparatory work around the style of game and analysing and bits and pieces. I spend a lot more time now directly with the players and talking to all the players, not only the ones playing AFL, but the sample guys as well, in terms of how they're progressing. And those relationships become really vital in terms of giving them feedback and direction. So, that's become a lot bigger part, as well as dealing with the media. That's an ongoing part of the role, which is important to keep our members and our fans engaged and keep the news flow happening.
Occasionally, Don, I think all teams get caught out by fast breaks, but you do your level best to try and stop that from happening. It's you got to hold your nerve, don't you?
Yeah, you do. I mean, that's the nature of the game at the moment. Is with the 90 rotations and momentum now seems to be one of those things which is ever present in the game. And sometimes you can just be in a bit of a hot streak and things are going well, but equally it can turn around. So it's one of those things. The focus for us is to keep trying to play the way we want to play and understand that we deal with those situations as they confront and try and adapt and be flexible to what the game's telling us.
Now, Mitch McGovern looks like he's got a pair of hands like his brother.
Yeah, he's come on really well. It's been really pleasing. I know when I got to the club, everyone said young McGovern looks like he's got something. He had a fairly interrupted season in 2015 with some injuries and some sample stuff, but since Christmas he's been able to get on the track, and probably for the first time since he's been at the footy club, and maybe the first time for a number of years, he's he's got some continuity in his training, and he's built some confidence from that, and he's now starting to show the sort of things which he can do. And he's, you know, week by week he's getting a little bit more consistent, but he's a 5-game player that's showing a lot of promise, which is really pleasing for the club and for him.
You can't, I know you don't worry about who you haven't got, with Dangerfield exited, who stepped up for you? Who do you feel as though has picked up a bit of the slack and been afforded an opportunity?
Oh, the number of guys who filled that sort of void. It was one of those ones where it was a great opportunity for a number of guys who'd played and been in and out of the team. So, you know, this year, probably Matt Crouch has cemented himself in as a midfield. Jared Lyons, who was, I think, the record sub 13 times last year, has come in and played some games. We've had young Wayne Miller come on board, who's jumped in as not so much as a midfielder, but as a half forward. And Dave McKay's been playing some minutes both on the wing and through the midfield. So, you know, again, out of a loss of a player like that, we create opportunity for others. And there's a couple of guys I haven't even mentioned who've joined the club in Dean Gore and Cam Ellis-Hellman, who haven't had a chance this year, but they're playing really strongly in the Sandfall and are pressing their claim. So, yeah, the real pleasing part for us is that as a group, our mids are really consistent. We're not relying on anyone. We're basically doing it on a real team-first approach. And it's that level of consistency and performance and effort which is giving us every chance in the games we've played so far.
Well, you didn't mention Atkins amongst all those names, and he's been going pretty well.
Yeah, well, he's come in as well as Knight as well. So we got a couple of guys on the guys that are on the peripheral last year who've just been waiting for an opportunity, and they've worked really hard over the summer and they've taken them.
And then Seedsman. How good's he been?
Yeah, so he's joined us from Conley. We got him into to help with some of our outside run, and he's a guy who's got some experience. He's 50-odd games at Collingwood, obviously won the Anzac medal there last year, and so we know he's of his capability. And for him, again, it's been about opportunity, understanding the role we want him to play and bringing his strengths to it, which he's done, and, you know, he's fitted in really well.
Our friends here at SKG Radiology, Don, when injuries occur, there the choice is clear. Do you have many injuries? And if so, how are they going? Are any longer-term ones that you'd like to see come good between now and, say, the middle of the year?
No, we're in a pretty reasonable shape at the moment. I think we've got, just trying to think of our injury list, but at the moment, Brad Crouch, who probably could have played last week, he'll be available this week. Wayne Miller should be as well. Curtly Hampton's probably the only one who had a bit of a setback. He's had a bit of a plantar fascia, which hasn't settled down as we would have liked. So we've got him. He had some surgery a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, we're hopeful he'll come good probably for the last half of the season. And it was probably a decision to get that sorted now so that he could give himself the best chance versus trying to manage it for the year. So other than that, we're in pretty good shape. I think we had 17 or 18 play in our sample team on the weekend, which is great. Helps them build their knowledge, understanding of how we want to play, but also keeps pressure on for spots, which is a good spot to be in.
I'm just looking at, I know you'll only look at it 1 week at a time, you're only looking at Freo, but you've got Freo, Western Bulldogs, Geelong, Gold Coast. You can really shape your season in the next month.
Oh, look, you're exactly right, Carl. We look at it 1 week at a time because I know at the start of the year everyone's going, oh, look at the draw. And for me it was like North Melbourne round one. And the reality for us is we control what we do this week, and you know, we'll deal with what's beyond that. I mean, this comp is as even as I think I've seen for a number of years, and the settling process hasn't happened even yet. So, you know, as much as we were pleased with how we played last week, we didn't get the 4 points, and you know, so we're going to be desperate to make sure we return to the winners list this week.
I think you can pencil in 2 out of 3, Don. You might win the middle one, but that's okay.
It's the old bulldog in him, so he can't help himself, Poggy.
Oh, the bulldog coming out in him.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, thanks very much for your time. We really appreciate it. Coaches back-to-back tonight, you and Adam Simpson, and we look forward to Fremantle venturing over your way on the weekend. And for the future of the season, no doubt we'd love to talk to you again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.